Republicans kick off Trumpapalooza midterm convention in Dallas. Dallas, Republicans are meeting in Dallas for an unusual convention centering around the midterms, placing President Donald Trump at the center of what has been dubbed a Trumpapalooza by Republican organizers. Despite the sweltering 100-degree heat, which prompted officials to set up a water tent outside of the convention center, a flurry of key Republican-aligned policymakers, candidates, social media personalities, and political organizations have descended on the Texas metropolis. Aside from the main convention, a litany of additional events, candidate speeches, and organization activities are also taking place across the city. The headline speakers will be Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, who will each deliver addresses to the two-day convention spanning Wednesday and Thursday. Trump is expected to highlight his policies and accomplishments, including stronger border security, lower crime, increased energy production, and tax cuts for workers. Ahead of the speech, the White House shared a list of the president's achievements with the Epoch Times in an email. In less than 2 years, President Donald J. Trump has driven the most consequential stretch of governing in modern American history, the statement reads. He inherited a disaster and turned it into a historic comeback. Aside from these headline speakers, the roster for the first night includes Republican National Committee Chairman Joe Gruters, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Attorney General Todd Blanche, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Candidates in key races will also speak, including former RNC Chairman Michael Wadley, running for Senate in North Carolina. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, running for Senate in the Lone Star State. Representative Mike Collins, running for Senate against incumbent Senator John Ossoff in Georgia. And Representative Byron Donalds, the Republican nominee for Governor of Florida. The keynote address on the first night will be delivered around 9 p.m. local time, with comments from Trump himself. Vance isn't scheduled to speak until Thursday. On Thursday, some of the notable speakers include House Speaker Mike Johnson, House Republican Conference Chairwoman Lisa McClain, National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Richard Hudson, Senator Ted Cruz, former Representative Mike Rogers, the Republican nominee for the Senate race in Michigan, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., former White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, and Donald Trump Jr. Thursday night will also feature a tribute to conservative political commentator Charlie Kirk on the first anniversary of his assassination in September 2025. The convention will wrap up after keynote remarks from Vance, followed by a second address by Trump. Some Republicans are skipping the event. Meanwhile, Republicans are facing difficult polling numbers across a variety of races. Trump sits at 39.6% approval on RealClear polling, compared with 57.1% who say they disapprove. Following a handful of victories for candidates from Democrats' rising Democratic Socialist wing in largely blue district races, Republicans have argued that the party is shifting too far left for the average American. According to polling by Pew Research, Americans' top concern at present is the economy, and by a wide margin. That poll found that economic issues were the driving political force this cycle for 29% of Americans. The second key motivating issue for Americans, according to Pew Research, is government ethics and reform, with 9% labeling this a top priority. Meanwhile, 7% of Americans described immigration as a top issue for them. Healthcare, foreign policy, and Trump each polled at around 5%. Emil Akan contributed to this report.